MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Sean Kelly from Parity Wealth Managers. Sean, appreciate the time. Mag 7, that gets all the attention. Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Tesla. Although Tesla, maybe it should be Mag 6.5. But the bigger picture is you're talking around the Mag 70. What are you referring to when you say Mag 70?
Morning, Simon. Always great to be on. And you're right, you can't talk about markets today without mentioning AI and these so-called Magnificent 7 stocks. But I think the math is slightly off. Yes, there are another 493 companies in the S&P. But if you unpack what sits inside that Mag 7, you're really looking at something closer to Magnificent 70 in terms of their size relative to the S&P 500. And each of these firms is effectively a conglomerate with companies within those companies. Mm. And collectively, they've made more than 850 acquisitions. So when you buy one of these stocks, you're not just buying a single company, you're buying an entire ecosystem of other companies. And, you know, now we see that their combined market cap of the Mag 7 stands at around $22 trillion, which is larger than most GDP, you know, the GDP of most nations. But if we take like Google and Alphabet, for instance, it's completed roughly, you know, 250 acquisitions. And if we were to consider one of these companies like YouTube, it's estimated to be worth $400 to $500 billion, which would rank among the 20 largest listed companies in America if it were to spin out. And we see similar trends with the other Mag 7 companies. You know, Meta bought Instagram for $1 billion in 2012, and then WhatsApp for 22 a couple of years later. And these two companies now generate nearly $67 billion of annual revenue, which is around 40% of Meta's total. So when investors talk about market concentration, I think the risk is often overstated. Of course, these do trade as individual stocks. But if you reframe that discussion and call them the Mag 70, their collective weight makes far more sense and spans over multiple business sectors. You know, frankly, the bigger risk might not be owning them. But either way, these companies now look far more than just tech stocks.
But that's a really, really great point. I hadn't thought of that. And if we touch on Alphabet for a moment, I mean, they've got DoubleClick, right, which I think they bought some 20-odd years ago, and that dominates the ad space. YouTube, I mean, YouTube has more view hours on TV in the U.S. than anything else. I mean, it's bigger than Netflix in terms of hours on TV sets. These are companies which, if they were on their own, would be significant players. They would be, you know, giant stocks worth hundreds of billions. And we kind of think, you know, Alphabet, oh, it's Google. It's not. I mean, there's Waymo in there as well. There's just a ton. And I like your thinking. These are conglomerates rather than single entity, which is perhaps a shift that I think maybe investors haven't fully appreciated that's happened over the last decade or two.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Simon. I mean, these, you know, they're not no longer straightforward, simply tech firms. They've become these multi-sector ecosystems. And, you know, to your point, take Alphabet. They have subsidiaries in there like Sidewalk Labs, which design smart city frameworks. You know, Meta has WhatsApp and Facebook Pay, which become, you know, a meaningful participant in global digital payments. Amazon has now expanded into healthcare. It's acquisition of One Medical, which now attempts to integrate clinics, telehealth, and patient records into consumer base. So, you know, all of this sort of adds up. Even Microsoft is building, you know, water positive data centers in Arizona and Sweden. And it just shows that their reach is now far beyond tech. Interestingly, if you look at like Bloomberg, Amazon appears in 8 different investment themes compared to an average of 1 for most S&P 500 constituents. So I think naturally investors are starting to ask, what is the primary, you know, industry these firms are focusing on?
Because they are, you know, I mean, they are tech. I mean, if you think Alphabet, sure. I mean, YouTube, sure. But actually, YouTube is probably media. I mean, I appreciate there's tech in the background, but it's actually media more than anything else. I mean, you know, WhatsApp is, I mean, there's a tech, but it's again, it's communications. These are less tech concentrated when we start to sort of pull them apart and look at them individually. They back-ended into tech, but frankly, everything is these days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, we see now that these so-called tech companies, I suppose the biggest trend is what's happening with their CapEx and how they're all obviously piling into the, capital expenditure boom. And we look now at the big five. They've spent over $100 billion in the third quarter alone, which is up 45% year on year. And it's all to compete around who can be, the best and the biggest across these ecosystems. Microsoft has lifted its 2025 CapEx guidance from $93 billion, which is its third upward revision this year. Meta's quarterly spend hit $19.4 billion, and its 2025 outlook now sits between $72 billion. And Amazon and Google Cloud show similar patterns with, total hyperscaler outlay projects at roughly $340 billion this year. And today, these hyperscalers are allocating nearly 60% of their operating cash flow to CapEx, which is the highest we've seen on record. But one that maybe looks more like a digital infrastructure revolution than an AI arms race and a speculative bubble. But of course, now the question many investors are still asking is it time to rotate out of these stocks? It's the same one that many were respectfully asking 200% ago.
Well, that was going to be so. I mean, and that's just it. I mean, do we rotate out? Because I mean, we could have made an argument to do that back at the beginning of the year, last year. I mean, the trend is still there, and it gets a little bit rocky. Nvidia had a rough day yesterday on news that one of their holders was exiting, SoftBank, if I recall. But the momentum is, my sense, still there.
Absolutely. If history is any guide, betting against the Mag 7 or perhaps the Mag 70 it has really been a winning strategy. I think, investors are facing a wall of worry and we need to go back to the basics. We need to look at the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. And as it stands, I think a lot of these companies are still showing, extremely exceptional growth, exceptional cash flow. And our view going into next year is cautiously optimistic. We do think there might be a pullback, but probably a good time to buy in. And these Mag 70, Mag 7, the tech, it's here to stay. It's going to be, arguably better for the bottom 250 companies where they actually AI might actually be a bigger, bigger advantage than the top 250 companies.
And Professor Scott Galloway talks often around one example, Alphabet. He said if you broke it up into its parts, it would have valuations multiple what it currently is. It all sort of fits together. Sean Kelly, Parity Wealth Managers, appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.